Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Good morning. I'm Margie Ellisor at Fox 2 with your St. Louis news, driven by Bomarito Automotive Group. Counties in the Metro East may soon be able to lift some coronavirus restrictions. They could move to Tier 2 restrictions. That means a positivity rate of under 12% for three straight days. A drop in COVID-19 cases and more ICU capacity. St. Clair County officials hope the Illinois Health Department announces the changes today that will allow casinos, theaters, and fitness centers to reopen with limits. Protesters damaged the offices of the Democratic Party headquarters in Portland, Oregon. Some people also threw things at police officers. Police made at least 8 arrests. In Seattle, 3 people were arrested in a violent protest outside of the federal courthouse. That group was calling for the Biden administration to abolish the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. In sports, the Blues hosted the Sharks again at Enterprise Center. Blues going for a 2-game sweep. The Blues score first for the first time this season. Braden Schenn gets his second goal of the year. It's 1-0 Blues. This game goes to a shootout tied at 1. After 4 Blues failed to score, Tomas Hertl scores for the Sharks, and they win it 2-1. From the Fox 2 Weather Department. This morning, mostly cloudy and temps around 40, becoming mostly sunny later this morning and afternoon highs in the 50s. A cold front, though, will come through this evening. Mostly clear overnight and lows return to the mid to upper 20s. For tomorrow, partly cloudy but much colder with highs only in the mid 30s. This first half of the weekend looks dry and cold. Sunday morning, though, we could have a light wintry mix before precipitation changes to all liquid later in the morning.